Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a podcast that brings you a new slice of history every day. Today is May 7th, 2020. The day was May 7th, 1794. The cult of the Supreme Being was authorized by a decree of the National Convention, which was the first government of the French Revolution. Maximilien Robespierre, a Jacobin leader who played an important role in the revolution, created the cult of the Supreme Being in order to establish a national religion based on deism. In 1789, Robespierre was elected as a deputy to the Estates General. The Estates General was a general assembly that represented the French estates of the realm. But in June, as the French Revolution began, the Third Estate redefined itself as the National Assembly, and Robespierre became a deputy of the National Assembly. He became increasingly popular as he spoke out against the monarchy and supported democratic reforms. Robespierre supported the Declaration of the Rights of Man and of the Citizen, and he advocated for universal male suffrage. He opposed slavery in France and French territories. And he went up against the Catholic Church, the official church of France, by opposing the requirement of celibacy for the clergy. Influenced by Enlightenment philosophies, Robespierre also opposed the cult of reason, an atheistic cult that rejected the Catholic Church and championed reason and liberty. During the Enlightenment in France, the Catholic Church was criticized for many reasons. More French people were becoming frustrated with the church's power, wealth, mistreatment of religious minorities, links with the monarchy, and restrictions of individual liberty. As the revolution ramped up and the French monarchy fell in 1792, anti-clerical sentiment grew. Catholicism became the target of a lot of revolutionaries' resentment. A movement of de-Christianization grew out of this environment. Priests who continued practicing faced arrest and deportation. Public worship was prohibited. Relics and symbols of Christianity were seized and destroyed. Churches were closed and converted for use as warehouses and stables. In the case of the Cult of Reason, churches were converted into so-called temples of reason. The Cult of Reason represented an attempt to find a religion to replace Catholicism. Meanwhile, Robespierre was orchestrating the Reign of Terror, a period when the revolutionary government ordered harsh measures and death against supposed enemies of the revolution. While the Cult of Reason had many followers, it also had detractors, including Robespierre. He rejected the Cult of Reason as running counter to his goal of creating a stable and virtuous republic. He wanted to form a religion that still recognized a higher power, so he created the Cult of the Supreme Being. It recognized a supreme deity and the immortality of the soul, which would appease people with religious beliefs and inspire moral behavior. On May 7, 1794, Robespierre gave a speech to the National Convention, partly on the relationship between religious ideas and republican principles. The convention passed a decree to officially establish the Cult of the Supreme Being. The Festival of the Supreme Being was held on June 8th, and it included speeches and a ceremony. But the cult did not gain any real momentum. Its ideas weren't that convincing, and Robespierre, who cast himself as its leader, wasn't fit for the role. Some believed the cult marked the end of de-Christianization or the Reign of Terror, but revolutionary violence continued. Robespierre was executed just weeks after the festival on July 28th, and the cult soon fell by the wayside. After Napoleon came to power in France in 1799, Catholicism was restored in the country. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can send them to us at thisday@iheartmedia.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at TDIHC Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks again for listening to the show, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.